White Coolies, a true story of Australian women at war, adapted from the diary written in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey. Dedicated to those nurses who did not return. Sister Davis.
Missing.
Sister Hempstead.
Missing.
Sister Gardam.
Missing.
Sister Raymond.
Missing.
Sister Jeffrey.
Here. When the river steamer that was taking us to Mantauk anchored about a mile off the pier, the Jack guards told us we were to transship into another boat and be taken ashore. It was pitch dark and very rough and stormy as we struggled to get from one boat to the other. The people we'd picked up at Kaputi Station refused to go, and I can't say we blamed them. We weren't allowed to pick up our few belongings, but were bustled and pushed towards a frail-looking ladder thing that swayed out over the smaller boat. The Japs had a few torches that they waved about, but they weren't very much help. They were too busy screaming at us to worry about showing a light.
Get down, Rana! Hurry! Hurry! Get down, you! You next!
Get into boat! There is no time to say that! Hurry! Hurry!
Hang on, Jeff! I'm hanging on! This sofa thing has a roof. Oh, help! What's happened, Iole?
Oh, I nearly slipped off the ladder.
Get down there! We must go! Get down!
You have to go through a very small hole in the roof, Jeff. There's a ladder down from it.
Right. Did you hear that, Viv?
Yes.
Get down,
Australia. I'm going as fast as I can. Show the people who are trying to get into the tub some light and we'll manage much better.
Step up, step up. Howdy, Australia. I help you with soap.
That's all we need. To be swiped at while swinging on a ladder.
Ah! Iole! It's all right. There's only a ladder halfway down. You have to jump the rest. I didn't know. I fell.
Hurry, hurry, Australia.
Oh, shut up.
How far down is it, Iole?
About 5 or 6 feet.
Don't dread the sea. Mind your side, Jeff, when you jump. Here I go.
Ah! Made it. In one piece? More or less.
You are class one, Otrari. Go down, ladder.
To get away from you, I'd go overboard.
Do not speak so to me.
Stop, miss. No. Oh, sorry. Who was that I fell on?
Wait. Thank
God. You, Mrs. Carpenter.
That's all I should treat me.
Oh, heavens, I'm squashing this, isn't it?
The boat's half full of water.
That's not water, Jeff. Can't you smell what it is?
Well, there's a frightful smell, Iole, but I can't...
It's kerosene.
Oh, it is, too. It's about 4 inches deep. Oh, what do you suppose that's for?
Just to make us more uncomfortable, I expect. Oh, dear, I was never a very good sailor, and this is like being tossed in a blanket.
Oh, then, nothing else. Pour it. I've got to sit down, kerosene or no kerosene.
I don't like the idea of this kerosene.
Who does, Iole?
I didn't mean that, Viv. Have you ever heard of fireboats?
Oh, no.
Throw them in the boat.
Well, whatever they're going to do, I wish they'd get on with it. I'm going to be sick in a minute.
Here is the luggage. Australian pig.
Oh, mind your eye. Oh, they're throwing our things on top of us.
Oh, I've got to get out of here. I've got to be sick.
You can't get out, Mrs. Carter.
I've got to.
Oh, here, come here. There's a little bit of room. Would you move up, please, Bit? That's it. Now, you sit here. We'll be out of this soon.
Oh, this is awful.
Listen. Air raid.
Air raid! Air raid! Close hatch! Set them adrift!
Oh, good heavens, they've shut us in.
And they've picked us off to let us bounce around in the sea.
So pitch black and
all the stench.
Dear God, help us.
Only just.
Oh, how long have we been in this foul hellhole?
Appears as if we've been tipping and tossing forever.
Oh, poor Mrs. Carter. This is frightful for the older women.
What's that?
We've bumped into something.
It must be the pier. Oh, thank the Lord.
Nothing left.
Against the ship. We can't. We are. That's the snake.
It means we've got to go through all that again to get to the pier.
I can't. Not anymore. Not again. No.
We had to stay in that black, reeking boat while it pitched against the riverboat. Then the trapdoor was closed and we went tossing into the sea again. I think most of us prayed for death as the only blessed relief from that torture. As it was, we were so ill that we couldn't sit up, but just rolled about with the boat in the kerosene. At last, we bumped something again, and the hatch was open.
Oh, Carl, where are we this time?
I don't know. Can you see, Ioli?
I think it's the pier.
Get down on the pier.
Oh,
thank God. Oh, thank God. Oh, we need to get out. I can't stand.
Oh, man, I couldn't reach up to that ladder and pull myself out.
You must hurry on, get down.
We can't stand. We can't get out. We're too weak.
Wait. I won't calm down. Oh, so. What is this? How long have you been in here?
Hours and hours. But we can't get out. We can't even stand.
Wait. We will help you. Hey, Taika! Where are you? So, Karo, Moto, Ikamas! Sumuni! Sumuni! Monago, Tetsu, Taimas! Hayaku!
What was that?
I will have men wrap you out and help you to Pia. This is very bad. This boat, very bad.
Thank heaven. A decent chap at last.
This was the first time we'd struck Japs who treated us decently. They were soldiers manning the guns on the pier, and quite different from the types we had as guards. They seemed to feel really sorry for us. They lifted us out of the boat onto the pier and treated us very carefully. It was the only time any of us allowed a Jap to touch us, and we were very grateful for their help. It was cold, dark, and wet, and people just collapsed as they landed. They just couldn't stand up.
Oh, isn't this fresh air wonderful?
It's certainly fresh. It's darn cold.
Anything's better than that. It's our closed in both the
wild. Oh, so, Viv. Oh, I wish I could get to my feet. My legs just bend at the knees.
We'll feel better in a minute. Then we can help these other poor souls.
Such a long trek along this wretched pier. Remember the last time we came here?
I can't.
We've still got no luggage. It's still in the boat.
Jeff, what about your diary? If they find that amongst your things, there'll be the devil to pay.
It's safe, Viv. Got it in the drawings tied around my middle. I couldn't risk it going astray.
Go on, you walk, yacht. I have told the worries to wait, but you must go soon.
I think I can stagger now. We'll have to help the others.
Oh,
made it. Oh, dear, I do feel wobbly.
I will tell others they must start now.
How are you going, Viv?
I'll get there. I hope this water in the new camp will need to scrub and soap to get rid of the smell of kerosene.
Oh, dear, my legs are like water.
Wait a minute, Mrs. Carter. Let me help you.
We stumbled down that long pier. Quite a lot of women fainting on the way. It was grim. The Japs had provided lorries for nearly 200 people, so as there were only 40 of us, when we reached them, we relaxed with 10 in each lorry. It took some time to get there, and we gave up hope of our belongings ever reaching us. But none of us cared much. We were beyond caring. However, just as we'd managed to get on the lorries, our things were thrown up to us by the Jap gunners. The engine started, and we braced ourselves for another rough ride at breakneck speeds. But as Ioli said, not even a Jap driver in a Jap truck could be half so terrible as the nightmare we'd just been through. Nothing could be so unspeakably awful as that. As we spread ourselves out in the back of the trucks, some of the horror of the last hours left us. Although it had been so rough and choppy in the boat, now that we were on land, it was a lovely night. The wind had died to a pleasant breeze that helped to clear our heads. After our belongings had been thrown into us at the last moment, we started off. Our truck was the last of the convoy.
This is more like it. So far, he doesn't seem such a bad driver.
No, Ioli. If this keeps up, it should be a pleasant trip.
I wonder how far we go.
Goodness knows. Oh, but I don't mind. Oh, it's good to be able to lie back and see the sky and the stars again. I didn't think I ever would.
Seems quite a pretty road. It's all palm lined. How's your side, Jeff?
Oh, still giving me jip. Now I'm not getting thrown about so much, it should settle down.
Oh, the other trucks must have faster drivers than ours.
Why?
I can't hear them anymore.
Well, I hope our boy doesn't try to catch up.
I'm sleepy.
Oh, then go to sleep.
Try and stop me.
Wake me up if anything interesting happens.
Ioli. Hey, Ioli.
Oh, it's all right. Just hang on. I can't stay in this boat much longer.
What are you talking about, fathead?
What?
We're not in a boat, we're in a truck.
Oh,
have been for hours.
Oh, where are we?
Well, I haven't the faintest idea.
Oh. And I'm sure the driver hasn't.
Oh, what do you mean?
We're lost.
How do you know?
We've been driving down side roads and turning around and coming back and carrying on no end.
Well, it's a glorious night for a drive.
Oh, I don't know about you, Ailey, but I feel a different person.
I think my sense of humour's returning.
Well, I must say I feel better.
The others are still asleep.
We eventually went back the way we'd come, driving over roads dappled in moonlight and lulled by the soft murmur of palm trees. It was rather like living in a travelogue for a few hours. We had another pleasant surprise when we got to the camp. Everything was huge and brand new, spotless. We could hardly believe our eyes.
Here is hut for Australia and British.
It's immense.
It will not always be so empty. There are many more prisoners to come. There is food for you in kitchen. You must go and eat.
Food? Where did that come from?
The men sent it over. You will be allowed to eat it now, but you must hurry.
Oh, how wonderful. I thought we'd have to wait for the rations.
Come on, Jeff, I'm starving.
Ioli, did you notice all the beds?
Yes.
And a new rush mat for each of us to sleep
on.
There was at least a yard of space either side.
Imagine being able to stretch out or turn over without knocking into anybody. It'll be a nice change after being crammed into our 20-inch sleeping space.
We'd better hurry. The others are all in there, and I'll bet they're eating their heads off.
We needn't have worried. The men who were camped in the old original coolie lines we first lived in had sent over so much food we couldn't cope with it all. There was rice porridge cooked in coconut milk, buckets of rice, vegetables, and fried salt fish with gallons of tea. After we'd eaten all we could, we filled every available utensil with cooked rice so we could dry it in the sun the next day. We all slept soundly that night. Next morning, we inspected the whole camp.
Well, what do you think of it, Jeff?
Hello, Shorty. Well, as prisoner of war camps go, it's good. Being on top of a rise like this, we should get a breath of sea air every now and then.
Yeah, well, it's a very jerry-built affair. Everything's tied together. It's not a nail in the whole place.
Well, it doesn't seem too bad, does it?
Yeah.
The kitchens by daylight are huge. At least one is. The other two have about 50 small concrete fireplaces each, and it all seems fairly well spaced out.
Yes. There's only one thing.
I know. The powder rooms again. Why in the name of all that's wonderful the Japs have to build open cement pits alongside the kitchens, I'll never know.
I know. Someone ought to tell them about hygiene.
I counted 9 wells, all cemented, and clean this time. But there'll be no jumping in to retrieve dropped tins. The water is about 50 feet down.
Oh.
Wonder when the others will arrive.
I don't know. But I hope we bag enough space so we'll still be together in the hut.
Oh, there's another good thing. We won't have any wood worries for a while. Mm-hmm. The three kitchens have a high wall built round them outside made entirely of split wood.
Well,
yes. Oh. We'll never see. This will be to meet our new master, no doubt.
I can hardly wait.
It must look like pimples on a pumpkin. So few of us in this great big camp.
We'll make the best of it, Ioli. When all the others arrive, it won't be so roomy.
Our new boss is Taratani. He gave us a long talk in Japanese, which none of us understood, as our interpreters were still at our old camp. However, the Jap guard that spoke English told us later in the day what he'd said.
Oh, well, that's that.
You all straightened out, Shorty?
Yes, Ioli. Doesn't take long.
Attention, Australia.
I thought it was too good to last, that we've been left alone for so long.
Your orders are that you will work sinking posts and put in kawadoi, barbed wire, to make fence around the hospital. You will also carry bags of rice into camp and carry wood from kitchen to hut at other end of camp. You will start work at once. The first work to be the wood carrying. That is all.
Well, what do you know about that? Carry the wood to the other end of the camp. I suppose as far away from the kitchen as possible. Hmm.
And what are you like at fencing, Shorty?
Well, I have done it. Oh. As a fact, I used to help at home when I was a kid. I wonder if they'll give us crowbars and shovels.
I wonder if we can lift them if they do.
Come on, forward to the wood heap.
It's hot. Me for a bath after this.
Hey, the Indonesians we picked up on the riverboat are just coming into the camp.
With their bag and baggage, Shorty?
No, I suppose so, Jeff. I didn't wait to see. Rations are coming in, too.
We'll be called to carry them, I suppose.
Okay. It'll take us a week to move this wood.
A week? More like a month.
And mind your hand for splinters. It's full of them.
I know. I got a handful.
The new arrivals spread themselves out over the new huts and allowed us to cook for them. Food was better for us for a while, but we had enough to do without waiting on other people. 24 hours after we'd arrived, all the wells were empty. We reported it to a Jap guard, and we were taken to a tiny creek about 10 minutes' walk from the camp to carry water.
Oh, this is pretty.
Oh, lovely.
Look at all the little wildflowers, Jeff.
I wonder if we could pick some on the way back.
Yes, I go. The guards just told me that we're to be allowed to swim in the creek and do our washing if we've been on the working squad.
Oh, if we've been on working squad, oh, that is rich.
That's something, anyway. A cool swim's just what I want at the moment. You know, so far this new camp seems very promising.
Not so bad. Listen, I think we'd better organize this water carrying for the early morning. Then we've got water in the camp during the day.
Yeah, good idea, Jeff. When we come down to cool off after the hard yakka, we can bring a bit extra back with us then, too.
I must pick some of these flowers. Those look like tiny orchids.
Well, they probably are.
Ah, oh, listen.
What, Shorty? I can't... Oh, yes, I can. It's the creek.
This is definitely the nicest place we've been in.
Mm-mm. Oh, it's really good to be alive. The next arrival was the second group from Palembang. They were all Dutch. We had a wonderful meal ready for them when they arrived late one night, cold and hungry. We'd started to get quite a good ration of fresh fish. It was obviously caught in nets early in the morning and left to the flies in the sun on the sand until mid-afternoon and then brought to us. They were tiny fish, so we cooked them whole and ate them like biscuits, heads inside, bones and all. How those poor hungry people did enjoy a fish meal with some fresh green vegetables. And a few days later, we had a whole shark. It was delicious.
Hey, what do you think's happened to the nips? A stingray and a shark, all in 1 week. It's more than we used to get for a month for the whole camp.
I know, Shorty, it's wonderful if it only keeps up. There's only one snag.
Well, what's that, Jeff? Having trouble getting a swab to cut this up?
No, Shorty. There's no oil to fry it in.
Oh, dear. I don't know that I'd like boiled shark. Anyway, we have to carry the water.
Have you seen the new Jap rations officer?
Yes.
Well, he's a weak-kneed-looking individual. I would say we barge up and demand some palm oil to use for cooking.
Or he'd laugh in our faces.
Well, it might be worth a try. No, I know. We'll send our acting commandant.
Mrs. Maddams, of course, she can be very stern when she likes.
Come on, let's go and ask her.
Mrs. Maddams marched up to the little Jap and demanded that we have some oil. It was unheard of cheek on our part, but it acted, and presently he staggered in with a kerosene tin full of palm oil. We just got the wood piled, moved, and stacked when Taratani ordered it to be carried back to its original place outside the kitchen. Perverse devil. It was back-breaking work, but there was one good thing about it. It meant another trip to the creek for a bathe and the wonderful feeling of being outside four walls. Even for just a little while.
again for a further episode of this true story of Australian women at war. White Coolies is based on the diary written secretly in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey, especially adapted for radio by Gwen Friend, and produced by Fifi Banbard for Australasian Radio Productions.